Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. If you guys are new to the podcast, my name's Cameron. I run a lawn care business here locally. I've been doing it here for the past 21 years. So that's my full-time income. Got a wife and two little girls. My wife stays at home with the girls, so if you guys can relate to that, maybe you're in a similar situation, maybe not, but either way, just share my journey each and every day as I go out and tackle the lawn care life, man. It's cold right now today in Missouri. It's 20-something degrees again this morning, and getting out kind of early. Didn't get the best start, but getting out and going to make it happen, man. Yesterday was a fun day. I was able to knock that job out. So if you guys have been keeping up, yesterday I did a leaf cleanup job. It wasn't a huge job, but it was a full day. It took me, well, first of all, I went with the box truck and the mowers to go over there and bag the leaves in the with the right vac on the right ZXT and then dump them at the curb. And so I did that. It took me 5.5 hours to bag up the leaves, dump them at the curb, and then I went back to the shop and swapped out trucks, got my truck with the dump trailer and the leaf vac on there, and then I went back to the property, and I had a huge pile. I showed the pile on Facebook and Instagram. I showed a picture of the pile of leaves right there in front of the truck and trailer, and it took me, like I said, 5.5 hours to get those leaves from the yard to the curb, and then it took me 27 minutes to suck them all up. So did take a little bit of time to get everything kind of set up, but the actual process of sucking up the leaves took 27 minutes. So that Billy Goat debris loader, 37 horsepower, I've got the biggest one they have, it was running for 27 minutes straight, just sucking up leaves. So got all those leaves sucked up, and then I had to break everything down, had to take the tube off. There's a little bit of process that it takes to get it ready to go and then kind of break it down for me to drive down the road with it. But anyways, took me most of the day to do that job. I ended up getting home at, like, I think it was close to 3:30, maybe 3:30 or 4. And then got a quick shower, went to town, and last night my nephew, he plays basketball here in town, he's a freshman this year, so they had 3 games last night. They had the freshman game, which is kind of unusual. Sometimes teams will have a freshman team, sometimes they won't. So anyways, the freshman team played, and then the JV team, and then the varsity team. And so had 3 games last night to watch. And then I went home, crashed really late last night, and I woke up this morning, man, feeling it. I'm like, man, that was a pretty big job I tackled yesterday by myself. When you're doing all this stuff by yourself, it's, man, there's a little bit more to it because you can't, like, take a break for a minute and have another guy continue to work and get it done like I've had, you know, in years past. You got to get out there, and if you want to get it done, like, I was pressed the whole time trying to get this job done because I knew my nephew's basketball game was last night, and I was like, man, I got to get this done, and I got to rush. I skipped lunch. I didn't even eat lunch, and so just worked hard and tried to get through it, tried to be as efficient as I could be, and tried to get this lawn looking nice and clean and getting back to the house so I could go to the basketball game. So I ended up doing that. Everything worked out. I got there like at halftime of the freshman game, so it wasn't a big deal. I missed the first half, but got to see the second half, and then, of course, got to watch the JV and varsity. They won all 3 games, which is a little unusual, but they played really well. I guess the other team wasn't the greatest. It wasn't the best team we played. It probably isn't going to be the worst, but they ended up winning all 3 games, so that's how that went. And now this morning, I'm getting out a little early, but I'm moving a little slow, honestly. If you guys have been there, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm moving slow. I'm going to go grab some breakfast. I'm going to go fill up the gas cans, and then after I do that, I'll head to my first job I'll be there again all day long. It's not as big of a job as the other one I did yesterday, at least I don't think so. I've done it in years past, and it hasn't taken me a whole lot of time, but it's still, you know, by the time you go up there and you get the leaves to the curb, then you go back home, you grab the truck with the dump trailer, you get back up there, it's like a full day, man. So it's hard to do more than like one of these jobs, unless it's like a very, very small job. Unless you're doing curbside pickup and the leaves are already at the curb, you just take the truck and trailer up there, one vehicle, one trip, you go pick them up. It's nice to have that too, because you can go, you can suck up the leaves, and you can do multiple jobs like that. You can do multiple curbside pickups if they're in the same neighborhood or close by or same town, you know, or whatever. So that's a good thing if you can get into curbside pickup. But for the most part, I've been doing like the full cleanup jobs, which is includes going in there and getting all the leaves picked up, getting them to the curb, then going back, sucking them up, hauling them off. So I haven't done, let's see, maybe two jobs that were curbside pickup only. Just go in there, leaves are already waiting for me, and I just go in there and pick them up. So I think I've only done two of those jobs that I can remember right off the top of my head. But anyways, yesterday I made $500. Like I said, five and a half hours of work plus 27 minutes of sucking those leaves up. $500, which was fine, you know. I was home by 3:30 or so, 4. So that was fine. It worked out good for me. Today, I probably won't make as much simply because this job is smaller. I can't charge as much because the job is smaller. It won't take me as long, but it'll take up the majority of the day, and by the time I get back to the house, you know, it wouldn't be smart to go back out there for an hour and a half or an hour of work. So basically when I'm done with this one, if I get done before dark, and I may not, it may take me all day because I'm moving a little slow this morning, but I won't make as much as I did yesterday. But hey, $400 there, $500, you know, somewhere else, it all adds up, right? So if I can do that 5 days a week, make $2,500 or a couple thousand dollars a week, then I feel like that's good enough. Some days better than others. Some days, you know, $600-$700 jobs, but it all just depends, you know, just depends on what jobs I have to tackle and all that stuff. So that's what I'm, you know, getting into right now, and that's what I'm doing. I will say, yesterday, man, I went out to do this job and I had all these leaves starting to pile up, and I thought, you know, I think what I'll do, I'll take the Ferris Z3 and I'll get it out there and I'll mulch the leaves up in this one little area, and then after they're mulched up, I'll go back with the right vac and suck up the leaves and then go to the curb and dump them. And so that was the game plan. I went over to the Ferris mower. Now this is the newer Ferris mower. The older one is the one I had all the problems with, and the newer one, I had a lot of problems with it as well, but not electrical problems for the most part. It was mainly engine problems. And so the newer Ferris mower, I go into the box truck to start it and click, 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 nothing at all, wouldn't start. And so it's doing the exact same thing as the old Ferris Z3 mower. And what the old Ferris mower was doing, if you guys haven't been following me for a while, for those that have been following me for a while, they're like, man, are you kidding me? But the other one's messing up too? Yeah, the other one's messing up too. But for those that may be new to the podcast, I've got a Ferris Z3. I've got two of them. And this year, I haven't used them at all. But the older one, it was a 2018. It's probably got 1500 hours on it or something like that. You turn the key and you can hear the fuel pump kick on, you can hear the starter click, but it just won't do anything after that. It won't crank, it won't do anything at all. So I took it up to my dealer. That's another ordeal. Took it up to my dealer. I was told, I don't even know if I told this in a previous podcast, I may have, may not, but if I have, just bear with me. I'm going to tell the story again, part of it anyways. Don't even like talking about this, but this is the lawn care life, man. This is stuff that happens. I was told by someone that if I took my mower to the dealer, they would help me out on it, right? So the old mower is messed up on me, and they asked me if I still had issues with the old mower. I said, yeah, I'm still having issues with the Ferris mowers. I haven't even got them out this year because I've had so many issues and I don't have time to mess with it, you know? So I've been running the right mowers. And so they told me, they said, hey, if you still have problems with the Ferris mowers, just take that Ferris mower up to your dealer, figure out what's going on with it, and when you figure it out, let us know, and we'll help take care of it. Okay, cool. They'll help, you know, help me out on it. Sounds good to me. I appreciate it. Tell them thank you. I definitely appreciate their support. And I took it to my dealer. The dealer figured it out. They got the problem, you know, supposedly fixed. I haven't tried it since they fixed it, but they called me and said, hey Cameron, your mower is fixed, it's ready to be picked up, here's the total on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. Kind of got, I don't know, I'm not even gonna get into that, but the total was like $460 or something like that. I can't remember the exact amount, but it was $460 to $475 to have this fixed. And I said, okay. I said, well, let me know, give me a little bit. I already told them up front. I said, hey, someone told me that if I bring my mower up here, that they would help me out on it. They would help, you know, cover the cost or just help me out and, you know, straighten things out and all that stuff. So I was like, let me get a hold of them, let them know the price and forward all the information onto them and let them know what you guys did to it and all that stuff. And so I did that. And they got back with me, all right, well, we're going to try to get a hold of, you know, these people to figure this out and see what they can do about it and all this stuff. All right, sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. That went on for like a month. And you guessed it, a month later, probably 2 months after they had fixed the machine, I think they fixed it. Actually, I don't think it's been quite 2 months. But it's probably been pretty close to 2 months since it's been fixed. Still have not heard back from them, and they haven't said, hey, Cameron, here's what we're going to do. We're going to help you out on this, and we're going to help you out on that, and all this stuff. So guess what? I'm stuck right now, as of right now, I'm stuck with a $460-something dollar bill, and I wasn't planning on that. I mean, it's one thing if I go into it thinking, all right, this is going to cost a little bit, I'm going to go ahead, take it in, get it fixed, and be done with it, you know. That's one thing. But for them to tell me that they're going to help me out on it, and me thinking this whole time, all right, well, it's not going to cost me a whole lot. I may be out a little bit of money, but it's not going to cost me a whole lot because they're going to help me out on their end and get me back up and running and all this stuff. So, you know, I was thinking it wouldn't be a big deal. It might cost a little bit, but not a whole lot. Well, long story short, man, I've got a invoice sitting at my dealership right now for $460. So that's where that is. A little disappointed that no one followed through on that, but hey, you live and you learn, I guess, right? Well, yesterday I was out and the same thing happened to my mower that happened to the other mower that just got fixed. So I'm sitting there thinking, oh great, I've got this newer mower. I mean, it's not brand new, but it's the newer of the two mowers. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just great. I have this mower and just have a bill of $460 to get the other one fixed. And then this one's doing the same thing. I'm sure it's going to cost the same amount because, you know, it's the main wiring harness is the issue. With these Ferris Z3 mowers, the main issue was the wiring harness. For some reason, several years in a row, man, the wiring harness on these mowers, they, for whatever reason, they just weren't built very good. They weren't put together very good. Whatever they did, however they made them, was absolutely awful. And a lot of people had issues early on with these Z3s. So I was one of them, man. I guess I'm two of them, you know, two of my mowers have that issue. So anyways, I'm deciding what to do right now, you know. If it is the main wiring harness, maybe I can tear into it and replace that thing, but it's going to be a bite. I know it's going to be a pain if I have to do that. So I don't know if I'll do that or not. You know, I may take it into the dealer, have them do it. I don't know how much of a hassle it is. I've heard guys saying, man, it's a bear, you don't want to tackle it. And then other guys, you know, that have messed with mowers and worked on equipment a lot, it's probably not a big deal. But from my dealer's perspective, he's like, man, it's a pain. It's a pain to do. He's done several of them now, so it's, you know, he can do it pretty quick and easy because he works on equipment all day long, every single day. It'd be like me going out and taking care of a property. Yeah, it may be a pain, but I can do it with no problem because I've been doing this for 20 years, you know. So the same thing with him. You know, he's been a mechanic for a long time. He's worked on equipment. He's used to it. He's been doing all this stuff. So yeah, it may be a pain, but he can do it pretty quick and easy because he's worked on these machines for so long. So anyways, for a guy that has not worked on machines a whole lot, I mainly run the machines, I don't work on them a whole lot, it could be very, very challenging. So I don't know if I'll tear into that. That's something that I'll mess with or not. So I don't know, man. I've got two Ferris mowers. One hopefully is fixed. I haven't ran it. I probably need to spend some hours running it, putting some hours on it and see if it really is fixed, because you just never know with electrical problems. You may think you fixed the issue and then something may pop up. So one of those things, man, trial and error. It may be fixed, it may not be. I don't know. I won't know until I put some hours on it. And that's the thing, man. You never know when it's going to do it. It may fire right up the next time I turn the key. But then the next time I go to turn the key, it may not do anything at all. Yesterday I couldn't get it started for, I don't know, I tried for a couple hours anyways. And just is what it is, man. I had to just use the other mowers and all that stuff. So that's what went on yesterday. Today, I think this job will be much, much easier. Everything is downhill, so this property, I start in the very, very back of it, at the top of the hill, blow everything down the hill. I'll probably use the U-mount blower to blow everything down at the bottom of the hill. I may use the right vac and suck them up and dump up at the curb. I've kind of enjoyed doing that because it seems like it works really well. It doesn't take long at all to suck the leaves up. That pile that I sucked up yesterday that took 27 minutes, it would have took me twice that long, or probably longer, if I would have just blown the leaves to the curb and sucked them up, because the pile would have been much, much, much bigger, and it was already a really big, long pile. It was longer than the truck and trailer put together, and it was probably about waist high or a little higher, waist to chest high, I would say, and really long. And those were mulched up leaves, you know, that had already been chopped up and thrown in the bagger. So I've kind of been enjoying the right vac, bagging the leaves, dumping them at the curb. I don't know, it just seems like it's gone quicker. It's a lot easier to suck up that way. And when you go to dump the leaves, you got much, much better compost, because it's already been mowed and mulched up once and thrown into a bag. And then you send it through the leaf vac and it gets chopped up, shredded up again. And so it's really, really fine when it comes out of there. And so it'll break down quicker and it'll be much better. It'll be much, much better compost in the end. So that is the game plan, man. That's the game plan. I continue doing what I've been doing. But anyways, guys, about to pull in here to the gas station. I've got 2 5-gallon gas cans that I need to fill up real quick. I probably need to get the right ZXT out and fill it up, because yesterday it was pretty low. I think it was getting close to being empty. So I need to probably pull that thing out, fill it up. I don't know how many gallons it can hold, but it's a lot. It's over, I don't know, it's probably 12, 13 gallons or more, I would say. So do that, and then I'll have the 5-gallon gas cans for the leaf vac and the the U-mount blower that I have on the front of the ZXT. So I'm going to pull in here real quick, get that done, and then we'll continue on. All right, guys, I am back in the saddle. Got some fuel, ended up getting the ZXT out of the truck, filling it up, and I filled up the two gas cans, over 20 gallons. So lots and lots of fuel this morning for the equipment. But rolling out this morning, and man, I just thought I would share something with you guys just to kind of motivate you, inspire you to get out there and do whatever God's telling you to do, man. There's so much noise in this world. It seems like everywhere you turn. I can remember as a little kid, man, wasn't much influence. I mean, it was basically the people that I was around. It was my parents, my friends, maybe family, but not a whole lot of influence, you know. And today, there's more influence than ever before. I mean, now you have these so-called influencers that people call them, people that get online and just kind of share their story or share their journey or share something, you know. They're sharing. They're just sharing something, sharing videos, sharing pictures, sharing copy, paste, you know, text, whether that's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, man. So there's all these influencers. And like I said, growing up, I wasn't influenced by very many people, so I really would always think outside the box. I would do my own thing. I would come up with creative things to do and just go and do them and not really think about anything else, you know, not think about what anyone else was doing. Even then, like high school, even in college, there was no internet to speak of. There was no social media. I mean, Facebook really wasn't a thing. When I was in college, there was no Instagram. I think there was a MySpace, which I don't even think I did anything at all on MySpace. I mean, maybe a few people had MySpace. It was starting out. But other than that, you guys may not even know what MySpace is. But maybe some of you, of you do if you're old enough like me. But there wasn't a lot of influence. If you watch TV, maybe there was a little bit of influence on there. But I never watched TV at all. Matter of fact, I didn't have TV when I went to college. I didn't have TV there. I didn't have TV when I first bought my house. And so early on, you know, in my high school years, I had TV. So I was influenced maybe by sports. I mean, you would watch basketball players, football players, baseball players. Maybe they had a little influence on you. But as far as that, man, that's like the extent of it, which wasn't much influence at all. I mean, maybe influence to get out there and to try hard and to work hard in sports, whether you're playing basketball, baseball, soccer. I played all those sports growing up and had a whole lot of fun doing it. And, you know, I was inspired by the baseball players, the basketball players, the soccer players. But, you know, other than that, not really inspired by people online. You know, I wasn't inspired, I wasn't motivated, I didn't have people influencing me on social media. And I can't imagine now being a kid and growing up in social media, and you have all these influences every which way you look. There's an influence on Facebook. I know a lot of kids aren't even on Facebook anymore, but maybe it's Snapchat, maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's something else. I heard of a couple of new apps that kids were getting into, and I don't remember the names of them now, but you know, there's so much influence out there on just on the internet, and a lot of kids are addicted or drawn to the internet space. So lots of influence, you know. These kids are being influenced. If they're not being influenced at home by their parents, which most of their parents are too busy, they're out working and they're out trying to provide for the family, and so they don't get a lot of time with these kids, you know, to influence them, first of all, because they're at school all day long and the parents are at work all day long. And so there's not a whole lot of influence at the home. And you can see that as the way culture is shifting and the way kids are kind of growing up. A lot of people say, you know, kids, they don't have any work ethic nowadays. It's, you know, these kids are lazy nowadays. Well, it all comes back to the parents, you know. It's not the kids' fault. The kids were kind of brought into all this. But if the parents would limit certain things, limit their influence, you know, in certain areas, then these kids would want to go out and work. They'd want to go out and help their, you know, mom or their dad or or get out there and just do something, you know, but there's no influence at all. So they turn to social media, they turn to the internet, they turn to all this other stuff to get influence, and they're influenced very, very easily because they're young, first of all, and because they're not getting it at home or they're not getting it at school or, you know, maybe anywhere else, sports or whatever. And so they turn to the internet, man. And the internet, it's like you can make a post and you can get all the likes, all the comments, all the followers, subscribers, all this stuff just by creating a post. And if they get satisfaction from that, they're going to continue doing that. So you can use social media in a good way or a negative way. There's so many different ways to go about it. There's a lot of good in social media. There's a lot of bad in social media. And so I didn't have much influence from social media at all growing up. And now these kids nowadays, they have a lot of influence just by opening up their phone, carrying their phone around with them all day long. They don't even have to have a computer anymore. You know, used to, it was like, okay, you spent time on the computer, you know, and you were kind of deep into that. But now it's like you can just carry your phone around and be influenced by so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And so it's kind of scary, but at the same time, it gives us an idea of what, you know, how intentional we should be living our life. And I think a lot of people aren't very intentional, and they just get caught up in whatever they see online, and they're easily influenced by that. I think people are influenced more so now than ever before. And so you got all these creators, content creators, you got all these influencers, you got all these people sharing, you know, everything, sharing about their life. I mean, we got daily vlogs now. That wasn't a thing years and years ago. I mean, nobody cared about what you were doing or what you were up to. But now people tune in and they watch the vlogs. We didn't have these viral videos like we have now, but now people tune in to watch the drama, to watch the viral videos, to see what these people are doing and see how far they can push it and take it and all this other stuff. So we've got so much influence out there, man, and it's easy to be influenced now, but I want to encourage you guys to not be influenced by what everybody else is doing, what everybody else has going on. And just try to run your race, man. Run the race that God has given you. Go after the vision that He's given you, because He's given you a specific vision. But we may have so much influence from everywhere else we turn and we look that we can't see His vision. So if we step away from the social media, step away from the post, step away from the content, and turn to Him and focus on Him a little bit, we'll understand a lot more about the vision that He has for us. You know, everybody has a, you know, God's given everybody a vision, and it's up to us to turn to Him and see what that vision is. So just want to encourage you guys, wherever you're at right now, whatever's going on, whatever you're going through, you know, you're not where, ultimately, you're not right now where God wants you to be. You may be in a position right now where you're not comfortable, you're not happy with where you're at, maybe. But I guarantee you, if you stick to it, if you do something every single day to get closer to that vision that God's given you, ultimately you'll be where you want to be. You know, people don't dream much anymore. They don't have much of an imagination because we're consumed with so much content that we're just kind of... We don't take time to get away from that. I think, you know, seeing the content, maybe you can use your imagination a little bit. But I think that if we get away from content, we get away from videos, we get away from social media, we can start dreaming a little bit more. We can start imagining things, you know, what we want our life to look like, and then start to go out and make it happen, you know. But it's so hard when we have so many distractions and so many things pulling us different ways. And we might get caught up in what one person's doing. Well, maybe I need to do that. Get caught up on someone else is doing. You know, well, maybe I need to go that direction. And then we kind of lose focus of who we are and where we're going. And ultimately, we just kind of stay stagnant, maybe dipping into different things and trying different ventures. But we don't really get anywhere, you know. There's people out there right now. You can see it on social media. They're searching. They're searching for something. They're trying new things. they're doing, you know, they may do one thing for a few months and then totally switch it up and do something else for a few months, and constantly trying to change it up and just searching for who they are and what they want out of life and where they want to be and all this stuff. And I think social media has, I don't know, the influence that you get on social media has kind of gotten everybody away from really dreaming and really thinking about what they want, you know. I think a lot of them go after what everybody else is doing, you know. Well, they had success here, so I'm going to try this. Well, they had success over there, so I'm going to try that. We get caught up and wrapped up in all that, and before you know it, you're living a life that you don't even want. You're living a life that you're living someone else's life is what I'm getting at. And so I think it's hard right now because of social media, because of the influence that we get from others, because there's so much influence everywhere we turn, it's a little hard to stay focused on what we want and what we want to do and what we want to become. And so just want to encourage you guys, as the season ends and we're kind of switching gears into the new year, I don't like New Year's resolutions. I think they're kind of like a gimmick, like I'm going to do this, but they don't really have a plan or a way to get there. They just kind of like, it's kind of wishful thinking. Well, I want to lose 30 pounds. You know, how many times have you heard that? But they don't take time to plan it all out and have a roadmap on how to get there. So instead of like the New Year's resolution, something I would want you guys to do is to just think about where you're at right now. And just step back from like social media, step back from all the noise, all the constant stuff that's out there pulling you one way or another, and just think about what God wants for you, man. What does God want for you? And it doesn't matter how crazy the vision is. Maybe it's something that's like so wild, so far out there, and you're afraid to tell anyone at all about it because it's just so big and so wild and so extreme that if you told anybody, they'd be like, man, there's no way that's going to happen, you know. There's no way you can do that. So you just kind of hold it all in. You don't really tell anybody. But if you have dreams that are like that, a lot of times you get on social media and you feel like those dreams are dying or people are killing those dreams because you see what they're doing. You see what everybody else is up to. So if you could just stay focused on the vision that God has for you, if you can stay focused on the dream that He has for you, and then go after it, man. I think a lot of people are just too scared, too afraid. There's too much. They get too much influence from what people say. Maybe you have a really good idea. Maybe you have a dream. Maybe you have somewhere you want to go, and you share it with your friend, and they're like, I don't really see how that's going to happen, you know. And so you may give up on it, you know, too easily. Maybe it's something like that. You have an idea of what something maybe you want to do, and you're like, man, I really want to do this, but, you know, my friends or my family are saying, oh, that's a bad idea or whatever. And so you don't do it. So anyways, I just think we're so easily influenced by the world, by what everybody else says and has going on, that we just kind of lose hope of our dream and lose hope of where we want to be. And I think we need to like really focus on that for the new year, for 2024. Just focus on the vision, focus on the dream, and go after it, man. Do anything and everything you can to achieve what God's revealing to you, what He's showing to you, because we can continue to live a life that is like everybody else, you know, just kind of doing their own thing and you know, living a life that they want us to live, or we could live the life that God wants us to live, you know. And I think it's easier to do that when you turn off social media, you turn off what everybody else is saying and doing, and just get in that secret spot, get alone with God, and really focus on the vision that He has for you. Because I guarantee you, He can take you places that nobody else can. He can give you a vision, a dream that nobody else, you know, will. And I think sometimes we're afraid of that. We're afraid to listen to the vision that He's given us and we listen to what everybody else is saying. So, I don't know. I just, for some reason right now, God just put that on me to share that with you guys. Maybe it resonates with you. Maybe you're like, what is he even talking about? But I think a lot of people have a dream inside of them, and it'll stay there until the day they die, unless they get a little uncomfortable, unless they take a risk, unless they turn off the noise and the distractions, unless they forget about what everybody else says about them and says that they can do, and they just go out and do it. They just go out each and every day and just try to get to where they want to be and where God wants them to be. So I know everybody has a dream inside somewhere. It may be a little deeper than some people. Some people look at their dreams and they think about them daily. Others have a dream deep down inside that they thought about for a while, and they kind of put it on the back burner, and they're kind of frustrated. They're kind of hopeless right now, and they're kind of giving up, and they think their dream's just too far out there. There's too far from them, you know. They can't reach it. They're not going to be able to get there. But I guarantee you, man, like I said, if you turn off the noise, because we didn't have this stuff, like I said, I don't know how old you are or, you know, where you're at right now, but we didn't have all this noise, all this drama, all these influences or influencers, you know, way back in the day. We just did our own thing, and the few friends or family that were around us were basically the only ones that knew about it, and we just went out and did whatever we wanted to do. It didn't have, you know, we didn't have to ask everybody. We didn't have to post it on social media and get some feedback from that. We just had an idea, went with it. Like when I started this lawn care business, I didn't ask anyone at all what they thought about it. I didn't ask friends. I didn't ask family members. I didn't get online because there wasn't anything. There was no place online to get on there and ask questions. It was just, I had an idea. God gave me a vision, and I just decided to start the lawn care business. I didn't have anybody to talk to about it. No friends, no family, nowhere to post about it or anything like that. I didn't have 100 people saying, ah, man, that's a bad idea, you shouldn't do that, before I even started. Now, once I started, I had people say that were, you know, close to me or whatever, but I didn't have, like, social media saying, man, you're an idiot, why would you do this, why would you do that? There's so much of that right now on social media. You buy a piece of equipment, you post a picture of your work, you post a picture of the jobs that you're doing. Anything and everything you post right now online is easily criticized. Like, anything and everything you post, you're going to have one person out there that's criticizing you. They may put that in the comments, they may keep it to themselves, but each and every day when you post something, whether it's a podcast, whether it's an Instagram post, Facebook post, YouTube video, there's going to be people criticizing you left and right. Whether you see it or not, it's out there, and they're thinking about it, whether they comment on it or not. But here's the thing, man. A lot of people say, like, you know, when they get a big channel and they start getting a lot of views, they say the haters come out in the comments and all this stuff. But really, they're there the whole time. It's just that now you're seeing them because you're getting so much more views, you're getting so much more attention, and people are seeing that, and they call them haters because they're always, you know, why would you do this? Why would you do that? That's stupid. That's, you know, there's people out there. That's the type of mentality we have nowadays, now that everything is on social media, now that so many people are seeing content. That's just the way kids are growing up now. They're growing up with, if they share something and they get a lot of views, they get a lot of likes, comments, all this stuff, there could be a lot of negativity tied into that. And we didn't have that years ago. We didn't have that years ago because we didn't have social media. So we could just do whatever we wanted to do without people saying much about it. You know, maybe the few people around us would whine or complain, but for the majority, you know, we didn't have all these people. So I think people, what I'm getting at is, I think people are afraid to live out their dreams because they're afraid of people on the other side of the screen. They're afraid of the people in the comment section. They're afraid to post because of the negativity of what someone's going to say. If God's giving you the vision, if he's giving you the dream, guess what? It doesn't matter what anybody else is, you know, saying about you. It doesn't matter about what anyone else thinks about what you're doing. You don't have to even worry about that. Just post. Just go after the dream. And don't worry about what other people say. Because if God's for you, who can be against you, right? Hey, that's all I got, man. I hope that motivates you, inspires you, wherever you're at right now, whatever you want to accomplish, whatever dream God's given you, then go after it in 2024, man. You might not have reached your potential in 2023, but 2024 can be a whole different story. And I'm not going to say go out and make a New Year's resolution. I'm just going to say go out and follow the dream that God's given you. He's given each and every one of us a dream, a vision. He's given us imagination to think about where we're at right now and where we could be down the road. And the only way that you're going to get there is if you block out the noise, you turn off all the distractions, you get close to God, and you take the risk, man. If you don't want to take the risk, you're going to be where you're at right now for the rest of your life, or you're going to be there next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that. But if you can just do it all on your own and not have to worry about everybody else, what they think, what they say, if you're willing to take a risk, a big risk, maybe a huge risk, then, you know, that's the only way you're going to know if it'll work out, if it'll happen, if it'll come to pass. So get out there, dream today while you're on that mower. Think about where you want to be in 2024 and really think about the vision that God's given you and go after it, man. Don't be afraid to take the risk. Don't be afraid to step out of the boat. Don't be afraid to meet God halfway and walk on the water, man, and fulfill the vision that He's given you. So that's all I got, man. I'm here at the job. I got to get out and get started. God's telling me, get to work. So that's what I'm going to do. But anyways, appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you tuning in. And hope you're having a great day. I hope you're out there getting things done. Don't worry about what anyone else says, thinks, or believes about you. Because God has made you. He's created you. And He's got good things in store for you. So I'm Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you in the next episode. Have a wonderful day. And as always, man, hey, God provides.